So the ANC stalwarts will hold a consultative conference from Friday until Sunday at the weekend. The stalwarts say a day will be dedicated to address what they call ANC issues, while they will also engage with civil society organizations and religious leaders. 500 delegates are expected to attend this conference. And while the ANC top six and party presidential candidates have also been invited, it is unclear whether they will attend. And of course, Gwede Mantashe today at the press conference following that special NEC meeting, making it very clear that the conference that is happening at the weekend is not an ANC gathering, although it will be attended by ANC members. Now, for the latest on the planning and where things are at, I'm joined on the line by ANC stalwart, Reverend Frank Chikane. Frank, thank you so much for coming through.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners.
Now, we heard Gwede Mantashe this afternoon saying that this is not a consultative conference of the African National Congress. How do you respond to that, Frank?
Well, I'm not sure really that we have to respond to it. I mean, the consultative conference has been convened by the veterans and stalwarts as a consultative conference on the ANC. As you know, we wanted this to be a consultative conference convened by the ANC, because consultative conferences are really within the ANC tradition, convened by the leadership. It's the leadership that says, we have a problem, we have a challenge, we're going to create space for us to talk about it and solve it. But of course, if you've got a dominant group of leaders who think they don't have a problem, then of course you wouldn't have a consultative conference. So a consultative conference shouldn't really be called from outside.
Mm-hmm. Now, just give us a sense, Reverend Chikane, what is the prep that you've done and what is going to be the main issues that are going to be discussed? When I spoke with Murphy Morobe and with Cheryl Carolus and yourself the last time, you, of course, spoke about what you called the lack of integrity in the structures of the African National Congress at the moment. And we see, the special NEC that was sitting over the weekend really having a difficult time trying to wade through some of the organizational issues, going to the root of some of the fundamental issues that you had highlighted, things like gatekeeping, the fact that branches aren't curating, that there are challenges to ANC processes. And there's a very big struggle around legitimacy. We see that about 60% of branches have finished their nominations process. The deadline ends tomorrow. There is no extension. They're expected to wrap up by the weekend, and there's an expectation that even though there's a threshold of 70% of branches that would have had to sit for it to be considered legitimate, that the ANC is hoping for 100% branches having sat. Do you think that, all the things that you foretold, Reverend Chikane, has come to, come to pass?
Well, if the consultative conference was held in March, as we had proposed, we would have agreed on on strategies to deal with all these challenges. And the ANC would have focused on those matters and deal with them before the conference. But unfortunately, there were those who didn't see the need and wanted to keep on going because they thought nothing is wrong. And I think there's a clear indication now that there is definitely something radically wrong within the ANC, which affects the members, the way they organize themselves, the way they plan conferences, the way in which people really compromise the processes. And I think even violence, for that matter. And these things should have been dealt with openly long time ago, rather than deal with them now. But we are still hoping that, our voice, which is really heard by the majority of the people in the country, and I believe members of the ANC, who are themselves concerned and will hear what we are saying. And as we go through the conference, we're going to deal with these issues about leadership, the way in which the ANC does its business, the failure to deal with issues that affect the nation, the behavior of leaders. We're going to deal with all those issues, but we're also going to deal with issues related to the economy, because the economy is taking the pressure. We're going to deal with issues related to racism, you know, which is coming back again because of the challenges we are facing. So there are a number of commissions that are going to deal with different issues, including constitutional issues.
Yeah.
That affect the African National Congress.
All right, that is where we will leave it. We will, of course, be chatting with veterans and stalwarts throughout the week in the build-up to that conference. Tomorrow we will be speaking with one of the veterans of the 76th generation, Murphy Morobe. That was, of course, my guest, the Reverend Frank Chikani. They are, of course, planning that consultative conference of ANC stalwarts.